Behind the curtain on the jobs report. Subprime auto loans starting to look like subprime mortgages, and Ukraine on the brink. I'm Charles Goyette, and this is your Freedom and Prosperity Commentary for Monday, January the 12th. Let's start with a look at the reports that move the markets that are due in the week ahead. On Wednesday, we'll learn from the Commerce Department about December retail sales. The consensus forecast is for retail sales to come in 0.1% lower, lower gas prices contributing to the lower numbers. The producer price index for December will be reported on Thursday, with a consensus guesstimate that the PPI will come in down 0.4%, again, lower gas prices. The consumer price index then for December comes out on Friday. The CPI is also forecast to be down 0.4%, mostly on gas prices. Also on Friday, the Fed releases numbers for December industrial production. The consensus forecast is for industrial production to come in slightly lower. Perhaps the most interesting event on Capitol Hill this week will be Senate testimony from former State Secretary Henry Kissinger. As the quintessential establishment foreign policy voice, we may look for some sign from Kissinger that the governing consensus is beginning to change on this needless new Cold War with Russia. Kissinger testifies before both the Senate Armed Services Committee and the Senate Foreign Relations Committee on Tuesday. We'll come back to Russia a little later on in this commentary. The Wall Street Journal reported over the weekend on the rising delinquency rate in subprime auto loans. It says that more than 8.4% of borrowers with weak credit scores who took out loans in the first quarter had already missed payments by November. Although auto loans are far less than 10% of what the mortgage market was when the housing market hit the fan, this is an important economic indicator in the new normal of part-time job America. Speaking of jobs, the headline for Friday's jobs report read that the U.S. economy had created 252,000 new jobs in December, slightly higher than economists had predicted, and the unemployment rate fell to 5.6%. But the story behind the headlines is that since employment peaked back in 2007, we have 2 million fewer full-time jobs than we had, while the working-age population that needs those jobs has climbed by 16 million persons. And here's an important story on the global news front that bears watching closely. Moody's says the risk of default by Ukraine is rising. A little over a year ago, Ukraine borrowed $3 billion from Russia by selling Ukrainian bonds to Russia. But that was before Vicky Nuland's coup in Ukraine, and since then, things economic there have gotten much, much worse. The Russian loans carried a provision that Ukraine's debt-to-GDP ratio could not be permitted to rise to more than 60%, and now it's up to 72% and could run up to 83% this year. So Ukraine is in violation of the terms of the deal, which would allow Russia to demand early repayment. Meanwhile, Fitch has downgraded Russia's debt. Russia, in its current economic straits, could very well use the money that it is owed. International relations can become very dangerous in an economic crisis. Meanwhile, how does the new Cold War appear in Russia? Well, former Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev, who presided over the ending of the evil empire, says that it could easily escalate into a much larger conflict, including the use, he says, of nuclear weapons. "I am extremely concerned," says Gorbachev. And that's your Freedom and Prosperity Commentary for the new week. I'm Charles Goyette.
For information on how to order Charles Goyette's Freedom and Prosperity newsletter and more, please log on to moneyandmarkets.com or call toll-free 1-800-291-8545.